This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The United States has come out and publicly admitted that they did attack drills yesterday, practicing dropping nuclear weapons on the DMZ. That is the official headlines here. The left all over the place is now publicly celebrating the death and destruction in Houston, saying, good, you're all white supremacist in Houston, even though it is the most diverse city, arguably, in the United States. Even though it's a great example of people coming together, truly sickening. Now even Nancy Pelosi came out and more strongly criticized Antifa and said they are equivalent to the Nazi groups. And Joe Scarborough has come out and said that Antifa is fascist. It blew up in their face. They are collapsing. Trump's been proven right. Here's a key report by John Baum.
And so it goes. When disaster occurs, criminals find an opportunity to ply their nefarious trade. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo says he has arrested 14 looters since Sunday who face 5 years to life for preying on the victims of Hurricane Harvey. While online phishing scams rob the charities intended for the victims, price gouging at gas stations and hotels has been rampant. And worst of all, fake firefighters and fake Homeland Security agents are committing acts of armed robbery on the vulnerable. Meanwhile, arrogant wannabe mainstream media sycophants sell the American public on the blatant untrue fantasy that our duly elected president has fumbled this major crisis.
If you think the president's language missed the mark emotionally and tonally, if you think the president was undignified, then you might also want to think about what the president was wearing. That hat is for sale.
Tonight, the Washington Post puts it this way in its headline. Even in visiting hurricane-ravaged Texas, Trump keeps the focus on himself. And Politico wrote, it was a presidential trip to a deluge state where the president didn't meet a single storm victim, see an inch of rain, or get near a flooded street.
When it comes to the president's conduct, you know, Lawrence, I had the opportunity to travel with President Obama on numerous occasions, unfortunately. Two communities across this country that had sustained significant damage from a storm. That trip was not about Barack Obama.
The third thing that presidents usually do, and human beings do, is just have some kind of human empathy and warmth with people who have lost everything. And the fact that Donald Trump didn't even try either of these latter two things, to speak for the
Obama
country.
Obama didn't even visit the hurricane last year.
There is something unusual about him as a person that I think we saw today.
But in reality, it's never been organized by a president better, according to all of the rescue services involved.
I got to tell you, I give FEMA a grade of A+, all the way from the president down. I've spoken to the president several times, to his cabinet members, such as Secretary of Homeland Security, such as the administrator or FEMA, such as Tom Price, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. All across the board, from the White House to the federal administration to FEMA,
they've been very helpful, not to mention
that it's being aggressively attended to by the American people.
Ladies and gentlemen, this just broke from the un-American enemy of the country, CNN. They're saying Houston got hit because of global warming. We've had record low hurricanes. Houston's always been hit by hurricanes. Just the city's so built up now. So the scale of any disaster is going to be bigger. It is a record storm. This is the voodoo they push. Sachs says Texas Governor Greg Abbott needs to resign and that we should apologize for having Houston being an oil town. All these liberals fly around in private jets and have carbon footprints.
But hey, we understand, mainstream media, that it's your job to act like a sniveling, spoiled child. You have to get on your knees to keep your elitist-funded paychecks.
But y'all sitting here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the f*** what's wrong with us?
So I'm so
sorry. And you're really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face. Sorry. With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry. Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're in a...
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Broadcasting worldwide on the 31st day of August 2017. Now, the news obviously is all absolutely critical and incredibly important and very, very revealing as well. The first big news, and then I'm going to go through all this in order, is U.S. nuke-ready jets drop bombs at Kim's doorstep in exercise. This is being reported on across the board. This is a direct warning to North Korea of preparations to bomb the DNC with nuclear weapons. U.S. nuke-ready jets drop bombs near North Korea border after Donald Trump warned talking was not the answer. Meanwhile, Mattis responds to Trump, the U.S. never out of diplomatic solutions on North Korea. If Korea War breaks out, Seoul will send special forces to assassinate Kim Jong-un, major South Korean papers are reporting. Meanwhile, German foreign minister joins calls to withdraw U.S. nukes from the country. That's just some of the news on that front. I will go into more detail. Japan is pushing the U.S. to propose new U.N. sanctions on North Korea. That's just some of the news on that front. We've got final pockets of ISIS, Al-Qaeda forces being defeated. We'll be breaking some of that down as well. Meanwhile, the death toll from Mumbai over in Asia, floods jumps to 14 as rain eases up with their own monsoon taking place in South Asia. Some of the worst flooding in years in South Asia. I wonder if Charlie Hebdo, the French shock satire publication that got rocket-propelled grenade attacks, they don't really criticize Islam now, I wonder if they'll be making fun of the death toll in Mumbai. Because they've come out, it's up on Infowars.com, the shocking, disgusting image, but it dovetails with what CNN's been reporting, what leftist professors have been pushing. The cover shows a bunch of Nazi banners and flags halfway underwater with a bunch of arms sticking up Sieg Heiling with one leg sticking up, indicating somebody's dead. And it says, there is a God. God does exist. Because God is killing the Nazis of Texas. Even though Houston is arguably in the top three most diverse cities in the U.S., some demographics say the most diverse city in the United States. Whites are a minority in Houston. But see, it doesn't matter. Because folks that I run into from France or even New York City sometimes, they think we ride horses to work. And that Matt Dillon is alive and lives here along with John Wayne. They actually say, where are your horses? They don't know that we have cyclotrons and nuclear reactors and underground bases and huge scientific facilities and genetic engineering operations. They have no idea that Texas is jam-packed with more science and technology than any other state in the country. They think we're like knuckle-draggers because that makes folks living in coffin apartments that don't even know how to skin a buck or run a trot line. They don't know what a buck or a trot line is. And then they can just say, oh, look, the Nazis down there, because MSNBC and CNN and everybody have said that Texas is just a bunch of Nazis, because, again, they voted for Trump. Well, if you know you only had 65% turnout, and then, what, 53% or so voted for Trump, so you're talking about 30% of the people in Texas voted for Trump. It doesn't matter. You all deserve to die. That's what Soviets and communists and fascists and authoritarians always do. They always come out and say, oh, somebody shot a commissar in the neighborhood or somebody killed an SS officer. We're going to kill a whole block of people to make you all pay. Or somebody stole some food from the government commissary, so we're going to starve a whole block of people to death, and we're going to burn your houses down. That's the same idea. Oh, we don't like some Trump voters, and so we're just going to say you're all Nazis and then just be glad you're dead and dying and flooded, when in reality, the left is triggered by Hurricane Harvey because it proves America isn't racist. Before I get into the economy and another VA whistleblower being terminated, the Southern Poverty Law Center being caught with giant offshore bank accounts to run their black op operations. We know they've been caught running the major white supremacist groups, actually commanding them, creating them. And we're talking about tens of millions of dollars that they found in the Pelican Brief, basically. Why do you think a multinational intelligence operation operates? Southern Poverty Law Center are not your average little sweet liberals, let me tell you, they're hardcore, and they mean business. They got OKC in their eyes and on their breath and on their hands. Nice people. You like that little bit of showmanship you saw in Virginia a few weeks ago? Got their hands all over it. Every one of the leaders just a year ago worked for the deep state, worked for Soros-funded groups. Every single stinking Nazi leader. And I said in the past we'd caught them, and the media spun it and said that I was saying that that happened in Charlottesville on day one while it was happening. I said investigate it. I didn't say it was for sure, and it turned out exactly what we said. They even had State Department officials, high level, from the Obama administration on the ground with the first tweets, with the first interviews, all just there magically quarterbacking. But it's blown up in their face spectacularly because this was to be the trigger for Antifa and their October Bolshevik 2.0. And it blew up in their face because there's now independent new media, and the massive censorship they've launched the last few months still couldn't stop you, the listeners, and the activists and the patriots of every red-blooded race of man that is one race under God to go out and show the Antifa spitting on women, beating up prayer vigils, pulling down American flags, beating up women in Boston, beating up people for no reason in Berkeley, San Francisco. Hundreds and hundreds of videos every day coming out, millions of views per video. Absolutely incredible. Unfolding on a humongous scale. And now, Nancy Pelosi comes out on Tuesday and says, okay, Antifa is like a gang. They did some bad things. Violence is bad. The police said we should list it as a gang. Then yesterday she comes out, and the Washington Post has the headline quoting her and says Antifa is equivalent to Nazis. And then Scarborough this morning, distancing themselves fast on the Morning Joe, says they are fascist. Their flag is red and black. It actually goes back to Germany and a fascist movement. You cannot make this stuff up. D'Souza's written a book about it, The Big Lie. The modern left actually comes out of the fascist movement in Italy and Germany. The Nazis were national socialists. They divided Poland with Uncle Joe Stalin. Then they double-crossed each other. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Everything they say they are, they're the opposite. Their anti-fascist flag is the fascist flag. Look at that flag. Does the anti-flag remind you of anything? It's a literal early Nazi flag before they adopted the swastika. You cannot make this up. But a Nazi, a former Nazi collaborator, runs and funds them. So this is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, that it's totally blown up in their face. The left is triggered by Hurricane Harvey because it proves America isn't racist. Now here's the giant announcement. That I probably should have started the show with. But I don't know. The U.S. simulating dropping nuke bombs on the DMZ and openly saying that they're preparing to nuke if Kim Jong-un fires any more missiles directly at countries. It is the big news. But Linda Sarsour and the left have been caught everywhere collecting money saying it's for hurricane victims, and it's going directly to super PACs that have zero to do with it and admit that it's, quote, to turn Texas blue. And then it's worse. The women's march group that she ran that got $287 million last year alone from George Soros that ran the marches trying to block folks getting in to hear Trump's inauguration. She is raising millions of dollars saying it's for the hurricane and not one red stinking cent's going to it. They have a name for that. And it gets worse. The Women's March came out and said, whatever you do, don't give it to any organization that white people get money from. I mean, they are the most flagrant, racist baiting scum of the earth. And let me tell you, this isn't white virtue signaling for me to say this. It's mainly weirdo professors and white people running this. But she is an Islamicist, radical, jihad dirtbag with family in prison in Israel. And she supports genital mutilation and everything else. And they tell pro-life women, don't march in our marches. But under Islam, they'll execute you for abortion. One of the only good things in Islam. We'll be right back. Stay with us. More straight ahead.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. rich get a rich. That's how it goes.
And everybody knows. The late, great Leonard Cohen bringing us in. All right, we are back live.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken.
I don't want to sit here and just
the dog just died.
Win points against the Democrats and the liberals, attacking them for all the horrible things they're doing. It truly sickens me that they are just totally immoral, beyond Machiavellian, and are the most nasty, horrible, backstabbing, opportunistic, stupid people the world's ever seen. You have Linda Sarsour publicly telling everybody, give my Women's March money, give our organizations money, and putting out a list of groups saying for hurricane aid in Houston and the millions of stranded people and the nightmare that is unfolding. And then you learn, and we have articles at Infowars.com, that the group she's linked to gives zero money to emergency organizations and our Democrat social network community organizer groups. And then it gets worse. Her Women's March group that she's organized and that she's created with George Soros, that won't let pro-life women march with it, but supports radical Islam. And she goes and raises money for Hamas groups on record. They're having congressional investigations about it. The Women's March group then says, whatever you do, here's a list of charities that aren't really charities for the relief. Don't give money to anybody that supports white people or that are going to help white people. This is the most horrible, evil stuff put out on the official Women's March Twitter. Paul Watson's got links to it in his powerful article that's at Infowars.com right now. The left is triggered by Hurricane Harvey because it proves America isn't racist. And then going through the article, it is incredible images of black people saving white people and white people saving black people and brown people saving brown people. And Hispanics saving white people, and white people saving Hispanics, all just people. And this is what our crew has been videotaping, and what our crew has been showing. But we've got this dignity where we haven't even shown you the groups of racist blacks looting, saying, go rob the white neighborhoods. We haven't even gotten into that because we want to show the unity that's happening that is 99% of what's unfolding. But it is racist black groups that are doing most of the looting because the media has told them it's okay. But then it's black cops, off-duty cops out there stopping the black looters. And that footage is up on Infowars.com. So it is truly sick to see the left saying, don't give whites support in a hurricane. Whites deserve to die. And professors saying this happened because of karma, because of God. And Charlie Hebdo saying, thank God Houston's been flooded. They're a bunch of Nazis. God exists. When depending on the demographics you see, Houston's 45% white, and that's not counting the millions of illegals that they admit are in the city who aren't on the census. Whites are probably, a lot of demographic charts show, 30% of Houston. So imagine the mindset. It's like in the historical film Braveheart. Longshanks, the tyrant king, says, fire the archers into the general battle. And they say, sire, it'll kill some of our own people. And he says, it'll get theirs as well. Imagine that mindset. Texas is all white. All whites are Nazis. That mindless equation. And so I hope they all die because they're all Nazis when you don't even know that Houston is less than 40% white. Imagine the, but again, this shows the evil mindset of these people, but it's finally blowing up in their face. When we come back, we're going to play these clips where they're having to admit Nancy Pelosi, Scarborough, the San Francisco police, that, okay, Antifa is a dangerous, hateful gang because they even attack their own scum. They're a frothing group of like piranhas meet pit bulls, meet gunpowder, meet PCP, meet Jeffrey Dahmer, and you mix it all together and dump it out as a big steaming pile of venomous vomit.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex
Jones
and the GCN Radio Network.
And some child molester on it. And then you've got your Antifa.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Corruption, crashing with the lies and disinformation. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, infamous enemy of pedophiles, globalists, radical jihadists, and everybody pushing parasitic world government. I am public enemy number one, and I am ready for war. Think about it, folks. We're going to rock them like a hurricane. This hurricane is rocking the leftists to their core. It hit the wrong state. And now they see the real unity and the real strength of Texas. And now the unity is driving the globalists like vampires at high noon back into their rat holes. Storm breaks loose. Just help me make it with no lodges. In his lips. He's ready to win. How do you like it, globalist? Because you know this isn't an act. You know we're winning. We're licking our lips, losers. Globalists know they're losers of old. That's why they seek power. They're fallen. And only when they attack us, only when we're down, does the sleeping giant awaken. And the enemy runs. Runs for the hills. Rock you like a hurricane. I'm going to say, why are you playing a song like Rock You Like a Hurricane? Because the hurricane has awakened the sleeping giant. And no weapon formed against it shall prosper. And out of the ashes of the sea rises the phoenix again. Yes! And it's always darkest before the dawn. Yeah, I'd say it's God. I'd say it's karma. The Lord works in mysterious ways. As their fake polls showing Trump at 50% really show him at 65 to 70. And they go into complete panic mode, not knowing what to do as everyone turns against them. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us as we rage forward with the truth and engage the globalists at point blank range. He's licking his lips. He's ready to win. You're going to get so sick of winning and winning and winning and winning. And it's not some fake Oprah Winfrey secret winning. It's not some magical thinking where you get the whole universe for nothing. It's the real magic of the animating contest, finding yourself in the struggle, and out of that, transcending. So this song from the great German band, the Scorpions, is to everybody in the ATX, everybody in Houston, everybody supporting the great people down there, and the overflowing love and unity that is absolutely devastating the globalists and sending them into complete panic mode. The left is triggered by Hurricane Harvey because it proves America isn't racist. And you've got to go see the images and the videos at Infowars.com, at NewsWars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com. And please get this article, print it off, hand it out, email it to everybody you know, post it on Facebook, Twitter, show it to your church, celebrate it, because it's incredible. And we've got so much footage that Zimmerman's already uploaded and more of just these big trucks going in there, private citizens had. Most of it led by former military people just spontaneously doing it and saving men, women, and children en masse. And Paul Watson tweeted out, "This is America, a white guy saving a Hispanic lady, not this, a bunch of stupid Nazis and a bunch of moron, idiot, Antifa ding-dongs." Oh, and guess what? Twitter and Facebook have been trying to block lots of this. I tried to go to Drudge Report's Twitter this morning, and I noticed that almost all of them said, just like they did with Eric Trump a few weeks ago, they said, oh, this is flagged. You need to click here and, you know, agree that this might not be proper for you to see. And it was a NASA link about an asteroid, largest asteroid in a century, to whiz by September 1st. Man, a lot of crazy stuff's been going on lately. Eclipses and volcanoes and earthquakes, the Pacific Rim's the hottest ever recorded, a lot of stuff going on. And then I went to his Twitter, and almost all of his tweets are blocked. So I thought, well, let me just get off my phone. Maybe it's just a problem. And I went to my personal computer. It did the same thing. So I called my dad, and I said, do you see this? Same thing. Because they also geolocate only certain areas. I called Paul Watson. He can see Drudge's tweets. So it's not settings in our phones. They're blocking most of Drudge's tweets. You say, well, then why are you on Twitter? Real Alex Jones. Why do you? Because we've got to be on every big platform. They want us off the platforms because we're winning the information war on those platforms. Because they don't want us on those fields. We need to be there now more than ever. But again, I cannot describe to you how big a victory it is right now. And guys, I had my video list and I can't find it now. Will somebody bring me another one? Thank you. I cannot describe to you how important what's happened is with Nancy Pelosi and the Sheriff's Department and all these groups coming out and saying, okay, in the Morning Joe, saying Antifa is a bad organization equivalent to fascist or Nazis, because they are. And there's not many white supremacists. They're equivalent to that as well, but they're like finding a four-leaf clover that's unlucky or a unicorn. Ain't a lot of them around. Just a tiny amount. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of Antifa like roaches running around. And they're very fascist and very, very hateful. Let me go ahead and put that article back up on screen for radio listeners. I want to read this out to folks. Paul Watson got the article out. Twitter caught censoring Drudge Report again. Tweet about Charlie Hebdo cover marked sensitive. Update. Hebdo portrays victims as neo-Nazis. And they said, oh, the following media may contain sensitive material. But that's the only one Paul could see for himself. I have the screenshots on my PC and my phone. 60% or more of his tweets were blocked, including this one, largest asteroid in a century to whiz by September 1st. Like, let me pull it up on my phone as I screenshotted it and sent it to Paul. Yeah, here's the one they blocked. Screenshot, please. Or folks, give me a document cam shot. I'm going to show people. So physics.org is evil with an actual NASA announcement. Update, largest asteroid in a century to whiz by Earth. You have to click it because this may be sensitive media. And then it gives you a message. You've got to go through it. And it was most of the tweets, way more than half, when I went to the Drudge Report newsfeed, it said this is sensitive material and is blocked. So that's what's going on. That's what's happening. It's ridiculous. Drudge isn't being blocked because he's an evil, bad person. He's being blocked because he's effective, because they don't like him, and because they like to shut down his website. And they've been shutting down a lot of mainline conservative sites. PayPal's been kicking mainline sites off. And again, I'm not going to this argument where we go, we're not Nazis. Don't take us down. You've got to leave the new Black Panther Party up and Mecha and La Raza and the Aryan Nations, even though you disagree with them and I disagree with them. You've got to leave them up because it's called free speech. Now Berkeley saying just no conservative groups are ever allowed to do anything. We're just going to ban them, period, because of the problems they cause. No, it's Antifa coming out attacking to where Ann Coulter has to cancel her speech. Or people get half beaten to death trying to go hear Milo, a gay Jewish guy, talk about free speech. Milo's not even conservative. He just doesn't hate conservatives, and he's smart and funny, and he's a good-looking guy. That's why they don't like him. That's why they don't like Paul Watson. It's why they don't like Drudge, because they're effective. They're effective. Effective. That's why. Because they're smart, and they're funny, and they know how to turn a phrase, and they're up 24 hours a day working. They don't like it because we're kicking their booties. Up one side of the street and down the other with actual facts and actual information. Let's just go to James Woods' Twitter while I'm getting to this other story. So I want to show you his Twitter. I mean, I wish I could manage my Twitter good and actually do the smart things they do, but I kind of shoot my wad here on air and have to manage this whole operation. But you just look at Paul or look at James Woods and just the wit and the intelligence and the funniness of all of it and how smart conservatives and libertarians are compared to the so-called left. And that's why the left's always talking about how smart they are and how many worthless degrees they've got. Is because they know their constituents are the dumbest of the dumb, or they're parasites feeding on the dumbest of the dumb. But the videos of Antifa beating up veterans in wheelchairs, and the videos of Antifa spitting on people, and the videos of Antifa chasing down prayer vigil folks and beating them up when they don't even defend themselves, on and on and on and on. And black activists just going out to cover things, if it turns out they're pro-free speech, they get beat up. They get physically attacked. Again, white guys that have shaved heads. Hey, sorry, my hair fell out. Sorry, everybody else can have this haircut. As they sit there, literally like a Christ figure, being hissed at and spit on and punched. And now that leads us to this next point. MSNBC just said Antifa or fascist Morning Joe. They are now saying what Trump said in the first speech. White supremacists are terrible. It's horrible. The other group is horrible, too, coming with bats and things, attacking people. This is absolutely disgusting. We need to investigate what was behind this. Oh, no, don't investigate how the big globalist organizations have their fingerprints all over it. But see, now after 3 weeks of them hammering this and hammering this like it's the end of the world and projecting it onto all conservatives, all libertarians, or white supremacists, your own little babies are emboldened and go out and attack people from Boston to Dallas to San Francisco to Chicago to Austin, and are the nastiest, most hateful people ever. And they know they've got internal polling, then they've got their fake polls showing Trump's unpopular is totally untrue. And they know internally they've lost, the word is, 15 points in the last 3 weeks. This blew up in their face royale. And having all the fake CEOs turn against Trump and all the fake peer pressure and all the garbage, just like in the campaign, no one bought it. But those that already bought it, they get more hysterical and then more violent. All you've got is weak-minded, brain-damaged, very sad losers, Looney Tunes, and their handlers, and a bunch of shysters like Linda Sorcerer caught trying to get her hands on millions of dollars of flood aid. And zero of it goes to flood aid. I mean, you know, boy, scum of the earth. But, oh, her women's group goes further. Don't give it to any group that helps white people. Wow, you talk about racists. The scumbag KKK wouldn't put out a tweet saying, make sure no flood aid goes to black people. You're sicker than anybody I've ever heard of in modern times. All the professors, the liberals, celebrating Texas flooded. Hope all the rednecks die. It's God's vengeance. And that is blowing up in your face spectacular. Charlie Hebdo, the liberal sniveling group. I don't think they should be bombed or shot by the Islamicists. But when they point out, you know, that Muhammad did this or that, that stuff's true. This isn't even true. This is, oh, a bunch of Nazis got flooded in Houston. This will show them when, in truth, the hurricane brought everybody together and showed the love of America and blew up in your face royale. So MSNBC just said Antifa are fascist. Here it is.
Nick, this is an ongoing problem in Berkeley, especially where members of the far left are using violence to shut down free speech, and there to shut down demonstrators.
Oh, this is new. This is not just scuffles between rival protesters, right? This is shutting down someone else's speech with a violent assault. Now, you saw the guy in the red shirt there appeared to be trying to help the guy on the ground. Mm-hmm. I think he was a different protester.
Well,
but it's revolting. It's
might have been a reporter. I don't know. Or maybe he was a different protester. But, you know.
Also, you know.
The police, I mean, when the police see these guys coming in with masks, they need to do, I think they did it in Auburn, Alabama, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. Take your mask off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take your mask
all right, that's
off.
Good.
Because,
you know, we should probably play the clip in all four press conferences where he, in the tweets and in the speeches, always disparage racism by any sides, pointed out two sides were fighting with each other, and they called that not repudiating Nazis. No, that's repudiating violent, stupid, moronic groups. And if you haven't been around Antifa, you haven't experienced anti-white racism. F you, white males, go to hell, you'll soon all be dead. Whites are inherently evil. And then you look at them and you go, wait a minute. My reporters have done this. They look at them and they say, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Hold on. something doesn't make sense here. Almost all of you are white. And that's what's crazy. I'm going to skip this break. Thank you. It's just, they're so intellectually bankrupt. There's no logic. It's all ridiculous. And they keep trying to force feed their insanity through the MSM bubble chamber, echo chamber. And they keep just hammering everybody and trying to bully everyone. And all it's doing is causing people to dig their heels in. And I'm seeing record numbers of black folks, Hispanics, you name it, out at pro-free speech rallies, out at Trump rallies, and that's what scares the globalists, because they've been trying to brand the Tea Party as racist forever, and it's not working now. And so if multiculturally people become libertarians and we take over the Republican Party, which has been its roots all along anyways, and it comes back to where it began, we can take the country back and then reform the Democratic Party. Once we've defeated this radical, race-baiting, global social engineering, divide-and-conquer, great game system, we can truly turn not just America, but the world around. Globalists hijacked America and have used our power to finance and bully and militarily impose their globalist will. We could turn the whole planet around if we retake America. And the globalists, in their own white papers, not for public consumption, but they're public, admit that. They're on the rocks. They're on the ropes. They're on their last legs. And that's why they have quadrupled, quintupled down. Because they have nothing left but to fight for their political lives. And that's what you're seeing, is a giant con game in everybody's face. Here's another clip. Berkeley mayor, we should classify Antifa as a gang. Now, this is 3 days ago. This is on Monday. 3.5 days ago. Now, Pelosi's being quoted in the Washington Post as saying, yes, they're equivalent with Nazis. I've got the headlines right here. This is a spectacular repudiation, a spectacular defeat of everything they had for almost 3 weeks, throwing it at Trump supporters, throwing it at the American flag, throwing it at Thomas Jefferson, throwing it at George Washington, throwing it at free market, throwing it at capitalism, throwing it at private property, throwing it at unity, trying to divide us, and they got their poll numbers in, and you can see it. They are crapping their bridges. I saw 3 days ago there were headlines that Democrats were meeting privately all over the country and in Congress about their strategies and saying it wasn't working with this race narrative. Yes, it's not working. You are failures. You've only gotten the stupidest people on the earth and weirdo meth head kids whose parents were probably in the KKK, so they feel guilty, now just flipping to a new racial narrative, running around trying to virtue signal and white knight and white ally your way, leading a bunch of foolish minorities behind you running around saying we're going to go beat up Nazis. And it doesn't work. By the way, I see the couple black guys that, you know, follow, you know, the Trump campaign around that the media keeps pointing out are token black folks. And I get it. They got a vet with the Secret Service who gets in, who's back there. A lot of it's the same crowds going around with Trump everywhere. That's a security issue. But, I mean, if Trump wants to come out or have his people come out in a crowd in Austin or anywhere else, there are amazing, amazing black people in every town that support Trump that should be there, so they can't just single out one guy or two guys and say, look, there's no black people there. Because, again, this is a psyop by the enemy. They've done everything they can to tell black folks, Hispanics and others, you're not welcome at a Trump event. Go to a Trump event. You're going to get spit at and attacked for going in, even if you're not wearing a Trump shirt, by the white crazy people on the outside that do not want you to get in and have people hug on you and love on you and appreciate you and want to have unity in this country and want to defeat socialism and Antichrist garbage. But here's the Berkeley mayor. We should classify Antifa as a gang.
I think we should classify them as a gang. You know, they come dressed in uniforms. They have weapons. They're almost a militia. I think we need to think about that in terms of our law enforcement approach.
Berkeley Mayor Jesse Aragin says that he does not support the far right, but that it was time to draw a line on the left as well, especially with the Black Bloc anarchists who showed up in force and took over both the protest and the park and played a part in yesterday's violent clashes.
I think we're going to have to think big picture about what's the strategy of how we're going to deal with these violent elements on the left as well.
The mayor said it was also time for nonviolent protesters to take a stand as well.
We also need to hold accountable and encourage people not to associate.
All right, let's stop right there. That is total spin. Antifa are the people that start the fights. Everybody's seen the live videos. Everybody's seen the streams. They're there to make sure a fight gets going because they're scared to death, like you see on the videos, of a black guy walking over to somebody wearing an American flag, asking him, are you a Nazi? And the person says, of course not. And 5 minutes later, they got their arms around each other. That's what the globalists do not want. But Trump should do a victory lap right now and should tweet and should give a speech and saying, I'm very glad Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have recognized that Antifa is violent and bad, and federal law enforcement is here to help you when they commit crimes. Go after them, and also, if white supremacists or Nazis commit crimes, we're not going to tolerate criminal activity against somebody's civil rights or God-given rights based on race, ethnicity, or sexual preference. Boom! Boom! Because that's all he's ever been saying. In fact, a lot of the more hardcore right-wing Christians are going, wait a minute, you got awards from gay groups 20, 30 years ago. Wait a minute, you got to, you know, they're saying, wait. And Trump's like, I've always been like that. He's always been a populist. He's always been inclusive. It's been their lies and cherry-picking what he said. But here's the deal. We may disagree with each other about gay marriage or this or that. The issue is we have to defeat Soros and the globalists, the people that want to sabotage the economy, and folks that want to sexualize our children, and people that want to start a race war. Here is the president from 3 weeks ago saying what the mayor of San Francisco is now saying.
But we're closely following the terrible events unfolding in Charlottesville, Virginia. We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides. It's been going on for a long time in our country. Not Donald Trump, not Barack Obama. It's been going on for a long, long time. It is no place in America. What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives. No citizen should ever fear for their safety and security in our society.
All right, that's
and
good.
No child should.
And we should come back and probably play more of it. Then, of course, the tweets you put out earlier saying racism is horrible. The media has failed spectacularly. It's blown up in their face. This is a great day. It's bad for folks in Houston, but the tragedy has been turned to good because people came together, and it is just destroying their narrative. The article is on newswars.com. The left is triggered by Hurricane Harvey because it proves America isn't racist. I'm going to retweet that during the break at Real Alex Jones, and I'm asking all of you to retweet it if you're on Twitter, to post it on Facebook, to send it to local talk show hosts, whatever. This is the truth, not a narrative, the truth. In fact, that'll be our slogan. Our talking points are the truth. Our narrative is the truth. And we are public enemy number one by the globalists because we really do want to unify people. And we're explaining to folks how the globalists run their scams. Briefly, I'm going to end this on Monday because we're not getting more Super Male Vitality, our top-selling product, until October at least, unfortunately, because it is a long process. It's cold-pressed. And we want to pass California standards, and it's hard to get all the different herbs that are in it. The point is that it is 57% off. We've never done that. Try it for yourself. Stamina, libido, energy, what it's done for me personally. Read about it for yourself. So we don't make claims, just we want you to experience it. Read the thousands of five-star reviews. Super Male Vitality, InfoWarsLive.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Please commit to support the transmission and get great products at the same time. A lot of other stuff's on sale as well, like X2 is 45% off, and so is Selenium, but that's going to end on Monday. Thank you all for your support. We need your support and prayers. Please support us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold.